and give us ears to hear. Continue to speak to us, Lord. Praise the Lord. As a kingdom of heaven. And on the bottom it says, gospel. In God's eyes, in order for us to have a portion in the kingdom of heaven. Our preparation of the coming of Christ and his kingdom. And in the first time, the Lord said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And how did this way? You cannot say here or there. You in your heart. And today, maybe we're at this point in the timeline. And there will be another point in time where the Lord will come a second time. And the kingdom of heaven will not only be in our hearts, but it will come onto this earth. And the Bible shows us this is the millennial kingdom. And then this kingdom will be visible for all mankind. And now, we are very shortly before the beginning of the millennial kingdom, and we have heard that maybe we only have 4 years and 9 months at a maximum until this millennial kingdom comes, or until we can be raptured. The Word of God gives us many signs, and we have to recognize these signs and prepare our hearts. Because if the Lord comes, we have to be prepared. And when he comes, we have to be prepared. And we have to fully correspond to the kingdom and to the constitution of the kingdom. And now we see in this meeting, the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. And we have to see the kingdom of heaven is something that's static. It's not an organization. It's not a structure. The kingdom is a vineyard. We are a vineyard. Vineyard of God. And this is what we have seen this morning. It is really something living. Our faith is nothing dead. But Paul said, for me to live is Christ. That means our belief is something living. We're not living according to outward structures or rules. We are living Christ. And Christ is our life. And we all know a vineyard bears fruit. And a vineyard should bear good fruit. And this morning we have seen how many saints brought forth good fruit to the Father. And we read just now, there's a landowner who had a vineyard. And the Word of God often says in the scripture that we are his vineyard. And there are also many warnings. The children of Israel, before, they were also a vineyard for him. We see this in Isaiah 5:7. They did not bear any fruit that was well-pleasing to the Father, but they lived for themselves. They loved idols, and they were not ready to be obedient. In the meeting yesterday, we heard, if God is the king, the first thing that we have to do before a king is to obey. But God's people, they were not obedient, and they were disobedient. And this is why he couldn't harvest any good fruit. And in Isaiah 5, he even judges his vineyard, because he invested so much in this vineyard, and God has invested so much in us. He offered his son for us. And we say Christ has died for us. That's right. But actually, God offered his son for us so that he would gain fruit, good fruit from us. And in Christianity, we also see, yesterday we saw so many examples of how twisted religion is. So many things that are clearly against the word of God. And we need to separate ourselves from this so that we go this way of holiness and sanctification, that we do not belong to ourselves, but we have been redeemed and bought by God, so that we no longer live for ourselves and not for our own lusts and not for our own advantages, but that we would bear fruit for God. And in Christianity, unfortunately, we see things going exactly in the opposite direction, where people are so much looking for, living for themselves. And this is not the kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God, and is not the vineyard that God wants to have. And that's why it's so important for us today. God wants to have fruit from us. That's why this morning we also brought the Father the offerings, because the offerings are fruit that are brought forth through the labor in the vineyard. We haven't brought any teaching this morning. I can, of course, tell you about something that's important in the Word, but what the saints brought to the Father is Christ as the reality, as the fruit, to glorify the Father and to worship the Father and to thank him, because the best fruit belongs to the Father. And thank you through. We really have to thank the Lord that through this we receive so much salvation. And we have to see how the Lord changes us more and more and makes us more like him. And now we need to take a look at a few principles of a vineyard. A vineyard is something living. I actually work in a vineyard a lot. It's not like working at a company, where you maybe are working with, at a computer, you go one day and you come back and it's the same as it was the day before. But woe to me if I do that in a vineyard. Every time I go to the vineyard, some saints help me out, it's very different. Because it's living. So there's always something to do. And there's a lot to do. And there are different things to do in a vineyard. There's not just one work or task that has to be done. I grew up in this environment, and even when I was 7, I already had to work in the vineyard. There is work for 7-year-olds in a vineyard. And this work is not unimportant. I appreciated this offering from the sister, where her son was the one who brought her here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the kids. We see how important we all are in his kingdom. And it is so important to see it's not about a position. It's not about anything. But the Lord has redeemed each one of us to work in his vineyard. The Lord has such a burden that there would be people who would labor in his vineyard. And that's why he also went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. You know, if you have a vineyard, you really invest a lot into it. Vineyard isn't just there. Vineyard requires high investment, a large investment, and you expect it to bear fruit. And that's why he wants to hire laborers for his vineyard early in the morning. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And this morning we have to see that it is so good to give us ourselves fully for the Lord, especially since the Lord is coming back so soon. And the Lord spoke to me so much. I want to labor with him in this vineyard. And then it continues. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And it is important when the Lord calls us that we go into the vineyard. And we have all received the call of the Lord. And we have all read in verse 4. And he goes to the vineyard quite often. Were idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." Some of you who know me know that I have a lot of work to do. And the Lord really spoke to me. It's not about being busy. That's not the point when it comes to the Lord. The Lord has very specific ideas of what he wants us to do. Doesn't mean that I have to be busy and work from morning until evening. But it's about doing that which the Lord wants us to do. If we don't do it, then we are standing idle in the marketplace. So it is so precious that the Lord has shown us so many practical points in which we can experience him. And I told the Lord in the last days, as I heard of the 4 years and the 9 months, I don't want to be entangled. I don't want to let myself be entangled in many useless things. In 2 Timothy 2, we read these verses. No one who is a soldier entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. 2 Timothy 2, 4. You know, it's really a battle. So quickly, we have so many entanglements. I realize this in my own life. The enemy wants to entangle us, and we cannot let this happen to us. But now, in the last times, we want to ask the Lord in every point of our life, what is still important for me to work in your vineyard? What do I really need to do? And the Lord told me to drive to my family. And I said, Lord, in this matter, I want to really labor in your vineyard. Show me now how to labor in your vineyard. How can I do something for your kingdom so that I don't do it independently of you? And it is so important. If we see that the time is so near, that in everything we do, we would ask the Lord, I don't want to let myself be entangled, but I want to see that what I need to do in the vineyard. It is really important that we labor for the vineyard and in the vineyard, and that we also cut off everything that does not please the Lord, and the Lord will help us do that. I don't want to stand idle in the marketplace, but I want to work with him in the living vineyard. There's a further principle when we give ourselves to the Lord to labor in the vineyard. He agreed with them to pay them one denarius a day. One denarius is a very normal wage. And when you work in a vineyard, you actually don't earn that much money. It's a very simple work. And this is also a principle that we have to see when we live for the Lord. It's not about a great work, great service. It's not about having to be someone special to be able to give yourself to the Lord. Don't think you have to have a huge theological training and you have to go to the seminary, or you have to know and be able to explain the word in a perfect way. But the Lord wants simple laborers, and we see this again and again. The Lord could have gone out. Maybe there were people who were much more qualified to preach the gospel to other people, but he goes to the simple fishermen. This is don't pay attention to this principle. We can destroy a lot. We are really simple people. Something that the Lord said himself. The Lord rejoiced over something. He rejoiced in that hour. Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you are the wise and prudent and reveal them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. You know, out of personal experience, I have let myself be held back so often to give myself to the Lord because I didn't feel qualified to give myself to the Lord. And this is how it often was. I thought, I have to be special. I have to fulfill something that I cannot fulfill. And that's why I could not give myself to the Lord in all simplicity. But you know, the seven-year-olds can work in the vineyard. And the labor that they do is an important work. And the Lord doesn't want anything special from us. He wants us to give ourselves to him in all simplicity. We have to really take this principle to heart. This doesn't mean that we shouldn't grow, but it shows us that we should not look for any special position in the church. Let us really consider this before the Lord. And in Acts 5:13, as Peter stood up with the disciples and told them about all that they had experienced, and none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. As the brother mentioned, he was astonished to see so many young people share the word of God. But Peter and John, what they spoke and what the disciples spoke, because they knew that they were very unlearned people and very simple people, and they recognized that they had walked with the Lord. This is what qualifies us. People have to recognize that we have walked with the Lord. When they speak to us, they shouldn't receive theological interpretations, but they should recognize that we have walked with the Lord. This is what qualifies us. And this also labor with him in the vineyard. It is not wisdom in a human way, but it's that man, the people around us have to realize that we have been with Jesus. That was Acts 4:13. Sorry. He cares so much about position. How often do we think from one brother or sister to think that that one is better than the other, higher than the other? We create positions so quickly, But in the last few days, we've heard, for this labor in the vineyard, there is no position. The Lord really hired the laborers for one denarius, each single one, and he was the landowner, he was the head. So how do we do it differently? We can't do it differently. If we are really the vineyard of the Lord, then we should not have any position among us, no partiality. And if we continue to read in Matthew 20, we have this parable of asking the question, who is the greatest in the kingdom? And the Lord says very clearly that there is no position among us. Jesus called to them and said, you know that the princes and powers of this world, Matthew 20, verse 25, Jesus called them to himself and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant. If ever there is a position among us, then it's a position to be a slave. This is, or to be a servant, this is what it's like to work in the vineyard. We are actually serving the plants, so to say. We're there to take care of them. It brings me nothing if I go to the vineyard and try to rule over them, all the plants that won't bear fruit. What do I have to do? I have to humble myself in all simplicity, with all patience, and take care of the plants. And then good fruit will come forth. But among us, we are totally different, we think. Or how often do I think this way? But praise the Lord, he is starting to deal with this within me. I've been here for quite some time, and I know how it is. It's not a good way to think. But if we have a position, then it's one to serve one another, and then to have a real burden to express the Lord with one another, and to support one another, to gain the Lord, to be there for one another. In all aspects of our lives, we can learn, we can help one another and profit from one another through the Lord. We all, in many aspects of our lives, have had experiences of the Lord where we can really bring Christ to one another. And I really have a burden about this life. This vineyard is living. And one important characteristic of working with him in the vineyard is that everything we do has to be through the Lord and through the life of the Lord within us. The word says that we are not serving the letter or ministers of the letter. He never came to minister only the letter, but he served them through his life. We should not serve according to the letter. We think, okay, it's so easy. I read the word, and the next person I meet, he's going to hear it from me. Isn't that so easy? And in our natural way, it's so easy to do this. But this is not how we should serve. But how should we serve? We should serve through the Lord. Paul even said he serves man only with that which he himself experienced the Lord. This is life. And as soon as we have received the Lord into our lives, we can be such servants, such ministers. When I received the Lord 10 years ago, my first experience with the Lord was that he forgave me of my sins. It was a wonderful experience. It was so living. I felt so free. I still know that as the Lord forgave me my sins, I was free. I felt like before I had always lugged something with me. But the Lord forgave me my sins. This was the Lord within me. I could partake of the life of the Lord. And with this life, I was able to immediately serve the Lord, to preach the gospel. I could bring Christ to the people as the one who saved me and forgave me of my sins. This is the ministry of life. It became my experience and my life. And from then, that point on, there was growth. There was more than just the experience that the Lord forgave me of my sins. And in the meantime, I have really experienced and grown that I can serve the Lord more. And I've learned to experience ruling over the sin. The Lord became my life in this matter, to not serve sin as a slave. I can also serve Him, and I can also endure, I can bear injustice to live His life, to live the truth, and to also experience going through resistance from other people. And the Lord gave me growth through all these experiences. And according to our growth in life, we should minister. We shouldn't serve with something we have not yet experienced. So, when we serve in the Word, the brothers always pray and say, save me from speaking something I have not experienced myself. What we have speak is something that we also want to experience or have experienced, so that in a living way we can give this word of life to others. So in order to help someone, the best way to help someone is to go to the Lord and say, give me the experience. Because we don't want to speak a word where we ourselves have not experienced it. So we need to demand of the Lord to experience Him as this life. And this way we can cooperate with Him and labor with Him in the vineyard. If we bring people Christ as our life. And praise the Lord also for the videos, the brother said. The YouTube videos. And this also freed me from all the requirements that I cannot fulfill myself. Christ is my life. It's not hard to minister something that has become your life, but it's the Lord within me. So let us have this attitude to speak and serve out of the life of the Lord. And through this, the desire to grow in the Lord results. If we don't have this longing, then our relationship and our cooperation with the Lord will be dead. At the end, it's a dead letter. That's why it is so good to follow life, to have this focus on life, that everything that you are in me is what I want to do and what I want to experience. Praise this. And there are so many different tasks and duties in the vineyard. I want to show it to you guys, but I can't right now. There's so much work to do in a vineyard. But even in the church life, we can see it. Because the church life itself is a vineyard. Actually, my life is the true vineyard. It's not the life that's outside. Actually, I don't want to work in the physical vineyard anymore. I want to work on the true vineyard, really. Often I've told the Lord, this work that I do is so, it'll perish and fade away. But if we work on the true vineyard, this work will remain. It is so precious to see this. And there's so many different areas in this vineyard. There's the gospel. Praise the Lord for the university that we can be at, for this pond that the Lord has given us to fish men. I think many of us here also come from the university, and were fished by the brothers. They were there, the brothers were there, and really preached the gospel. And a lot of us come from there. This is one work in the vineyard. But it's just one work. There's still so much, so many other things to do, and we have to see this. There's also the work of giving the right food at the right time to the saints. In Matthew 24, he said, "This is my wise servant." It's precious to God when we are those who at the right time give the proper food to the saints. Yeah, to give food in due season. We shouldn't speak all the time at just everything that we know, but we have to be humble before the Lord, have fear of the Lord, and say, what is the proper food? We all need care. And there are saints and gospel contacts that need care. And it is so good if we're laborers in the vineyard to know that there is this need and to ask the Lord what is required, what is needed now as the proper food in due season. It doesn't have to be on the campus. It could be at home. To speak a right word to your wife or your husband, or to speak a right word to my brother in the brother's house. To speak and prepare the right food for the right time. We should all have this attitude within us all the time. It's also the sisters who are at home to exhort kids at home at the right time. This is the work in the vineyard, to also serve your husband with the right word, to support him. This is also a labor in the vineyard, and this is how we can prepare food in due season. We have also seen how important it is to carry one another in prayer all the time, to intercede for one another, to fight for one another with a humble an upright heart. This is a very central work in the vineyard. I emphasize this a little bit because sometimes we hear from saints who are not at the campus say, I can't even be on the campus. The brothers go on and keep posting in the WhatsApp group, oh, we're going to preach the gospel, but I'm at home. I have to stay at home with my kids, or I'm at work, I'm at the office. But today we have to see that everything is the vineyard of the Lord. The question is, do I live through the Lord, and I do what he wants me to do? You know, in my relationship to my boss at work, I can't be on the campus that much, but I'm at work. And the Lord said, this is the vineyard now. Am I ready to preach the gospel at my workplace? Am I ready to be a testimony before my boss? This is also work in the vineyard, to also intercede for the saints in prayer. And it's good to see all these aspects in our daily life, that we shouldn't have any old patterns of thought, but we use our whole life and our stand that the Lord has put us in, and work with the Lord according to him and what he has given us. And something else to the gospel. In Acts, Acts 4. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. It is so important that we speak what we have seen and heard. And we can all do this. And we should all do this. On the one hand, we can. And on the other hand, we should do this. So we should not draw back. But we should speak that which we have seen and heard. The Lord has shown us much, and he has opened to us, revealed to us his will, and he showed us what is happening in our going to happen in our near future. So let us not stop speaking. Yes. Began, has begun. But we're still high. Praise the Lord for our brother Van. He calls people who really have a heart for the vineyard. Let us learn in a living way and through the Lord to do all things in the vineyard. And we should lay aside all dead things. Can already display a lot of things for others. I am very encouraged through the offerings and through the fruits that we have already seen in the vineyard. And we have to see the Lord wants to harvest the fruit of this vineyard. And we want to belong to this harvest. We want the Lord to harvest us as his church and his vineyard.